Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of the NutraMedical Report for Tuesday. It is the 28th of August, and we have John W. Spring here. A new article, this one is titled, The 35th Anniversary of Korean Airlines Flight 007, Russia's Secret. What's the story behind this, John?
Well, Dr. Deagle, most Americans have heard of KAL Flight 007, but very few are aware that every single member of who was aboard the flight, every member of the passengers and crew survived that crash because it was able to make a ditch landing, only to be captured by the KGB and placed in the gulag. And of course, all of their children and infants were separated from the parents and placed in orphanages, never to be seen again.
Right.
And several years or several decades later, a statement was made by the first president of Russia. That was Boris Yeltsin. And he confirmed that, according to the archives, these people were placed in various prison labor camps throughout the Gulag in Russia and Kazakhstan and some of the other nations of what is now, or what are now, the Commonwealth of Independent States. But of course, because America had no idea earlier, nothing was done. And nothing has been done since, Dr. Deagle, which I think is a shame for every administration up to the present.
Well, this is echoes of the Soviet capture of many German soldiers and citizens that died in open-air freezing hypothermic camps by the former Soviet Union. People don't understand that we actually allowed this to happen at the end of the Second World War. And it's a similar kind of thing where we allowed these people to actually go into Russian gulags and die after being tortured or put in work camps.
Yeah. By the way,
why did this happen? What was the, were there specific individuals that had high intel information or security clearance or things that they wanted? What was the purpose of this?
They had intelligence information that Senator Jesse Helms, who was then chairman of the Senate the subcommittee on Latin America.
Right.
He was the most knowledgeable American official probably on Latin America at that time, and they were in the process of secretly planning the second missile crisis for launching missiles from Nicaragua.
This is when we actually had to go in and remove Noriega, because it wasn't just Noriega doing illegal drug trade, it was the missile a collaboration with Russia, and Russia is still at it. Russia is in the process of bringing in missiles to the Guatemalan-Mexican border, which I was a whistleblower 5 years ago, And now, much bigger than the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Venezuelan crisis, where Russian nuclear submarines are tunneled into the sides of the Orinoco River. And Russia also is proliferating. They're the ones that gave, as we put the information up on the Vimeo, later translated to YouTube, your article, which talks about the intel proof that the Russian solid fuel rockets and guidance systems were given by Rosatom in Russia to Mr. Kim. Kim didn't just develop this because they're smart North Koreans. They leapfrogged forward with Russian and Chinese help, especially Russian. And the Russians are still playing interference and still proliferating nuclear weapons through proxies, which is North Korea. And Trump needs to get a hell of a lot tougher. It's my advice, and if he's listening or his advisors, you need to immediately close down the bank accounts of Mr. Putin and all his oligarchs. They need to take any businesses that are doing business with Russia and shut them down. They need to actually notify the citizens of Russia that we're not planning on attacking them like Putin tries to tell when they did a war game last October 2017. What's really going on here, Putin wants to re-exert the Soviet Union. That's what he wants.
Yes.
That's why we gave anti-tank missile systems to the Ukrainians and the Poles, which, by the way, strongly support Donald Trump. They actually probably support Trump better than even American average citizens, because they damn well know what the Russians are up to, which is to reestablish the Soviet Union. In fact, a comment made by Putin was that the greatest terrible thing that happened in the 20th century was the fall of the Soviet Union. That's Putin's actual mindset and his determination to be a Russian new czar running a Soviet empire. And now they're doing even war games with China. People should realize the fact that China and Russia are doing war games now should be very concerning when they have proxy nations like Iran, North Korea, probably Venezuela right now is actually getting material. Before this agreement gets closed in North Korea, it's my guarantee that probably nuclear material and technology has already been transferred to Venezuela. It's in bankruptcy, even though they're sitting on 7 trillion barrels of oil. It's a disastrous situation that is extremely dangerous for American population. And Trump better smarten up and realize he needs to close down the bank accounts of these Chinese banks. There's at least 5 banks that we know of. And we know their GPS coordinates and their bank transfer numbers, etc. And these PLA member billionaires, as well as these Russian oligarchs. We need to get a hell of a lot tougher. In fact, Trump's advice after we put these videos up over the last few weeks is he's coming on side to realize his advisors around him are not advising him correctly or giving him full intel. He's actually being played. And I call it Trump abuse syndrome. We have Trump derangement syndrome with people like, these crazy socialists who want to get rid of ICE and so on and have open borders. But there's Trump abuse syndrome, and the worst people are some of his own family members or even people around him that think that they know better than Trump, and he doesn't have adequate intel information when he makes decisions, so he's screwing up. Attacking Russia over this poisoning, but the fact is Russia has a hell of a lot more dangerous things that are going on than the poisoning of a Russian former spy and his daughter, which they probably didn't do. The fact is Russia is doing lots of things that need to be dealt with, and this is the worst of them, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I want you to go through some of this, because you mentioned about the KEL flight as well, and you mentioned about the 62 Americans were on board the KEL flight. What happened to them?
The small infants and children were separated from their parents.
Did any of them ever come back? Do we ever get any contacts with them to say, hey, I was kept in the former Soviet Union? This is before the fall of the Soviet Union when this happened, isn't it? Just before, right?
No. This, of course, happened during the Cold War at the time of the Soviet Union.
Right, but this is just before the fall of the Soviet Union, late 1980s, right?
Actually, early 1980s, 1983.
Right. Okay. So, what we're dealing with then is something relatively nascent. In other words, it's right before Yuri Andropov was the then head of the government, and this is a very evil guy, Andropov, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was in the process of planning to destroy the United States with another attempted thermonuclear attack from Nicaragua. And by the way, I've seen photographs, actual photographs of Russian President Vladimir Putin actually visiting Punta Huete airfield in Nicaragua.
Right. So in other words, you know that that he's continuing the Andropov philosophy and doctrine that they're going to put a Nicaraguan base and or multiple bases. The biggest of all, of course, is in Venezuela, which not only has mineral resources, not only has oil, it also has a lot of uranium. People don't understand. Venezuela is a major risk for America, isn't it?
Yes, it is. As you pointed out, it has vast mineral reserves. It used to be one of our best sources for iron ore.
Right.
But since we closed down the steel plant in Maryland, I think it was called Sparrow's Point, a fully integrated steel plant, we haven't had too much use for their iron ore since. But it has more oil than Saudi Arabia, and yet the people are impoverished because they're living under communism. Right?
Well, it has nine times more oil than Saudi Arabia and the entire Middle East. Nine times more. Prove it. Crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
And, of course, the Bolivar has gone to the point where you'd be better to wipe your butt with Bolivars and toilet paper because you need more pounds of Bolivars and toilet paper than you're going to get for it. 8 million Bolivars from one roll.
Terrible, yes.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Monday, and this one talks about the landing site, which would have been by, it says, very recently the death of U.S. Senator John McCain. Besides accomplishments such as proposing the landing site at Playa Giron in Zapata Peninsula, west of the Bay of Pigs, for Brigade 2506, that's Brigade Assalto 2506, during the last months of the Eisenhower administration, and later on, analytic reported on the clandestine Soviet deployment of the intermediate-range missiles. So McCain was aware of this. He was actually a pilot on the flight deck of what ship was it?
The aircraft carrier USS Enterprise.
Right. And so he's aware of this stuff. Now, he's been a hawk for a long time. There's some good things that McCain did and some bad things, like when he interfered with the health bill, which wouldn't have fixed it all, but it would have at least fixed parts of the health situation. But what we have to understand is McCain was aware of this, and he was one of the hawks that was aware that the Soviet Union are not our buddies. That China, as we build it up over the last 25 years since the WTO, World Trade Organization, has become not a competitor but an enemy. And we thought maybe if they got rich enough, they'd become less hawkish in terms of their communism and their willingness to try to take over the world, including cyber tech and artificial intelligence. I'd like you to expand on this, because people need to start grasping, and so does specifically President Trump. If he screws this up, it's going to cut off his presidency, and it's going to put us in grave danger before he even gets a second term of election, if that happens.
Yes. Unfortunately, President Trump has this wishful thinking attitude. Perhaps it's due to his vested interest in the Trump Hotel and Resort in Moscow, in current Russia, at where he held, I think, a Miss Universe contest several years ago.
Yeah, about 8 or 10 years ago, isn't it?
Right. And so he obviously has done business with the Russians and apparently been treated reasonably well by them. But on the other hand, I don't think he's fully aware of the dangers of this wishful thinking attitude with Vladimir Putin. He thought that perhaps we could work together in cleaning up the Middle East.
Look, the Asian, the Russian and the Asian mind are different. They multi-track. They'll shake hands, give you a nice meal, pat you on the back, and stab you in the back at the same time. They'll multi-track, which means they want to be your best friend and your worst enemy at the same time. And people don't get that in the West, because we usually don't multi-track. We just kind of say what it is. You know, Americans are much more straightforward. Russians and Asians aren't, are they?
Unfortunately, that seems to be the case. However, I will mention I've come across many so-called Americans who are backstabbers, traitors. So I don't want to say that we in America are free of this underhanded...
But the thing is, in our culture, the underhands are a fraction of the total. In their cultures, it's the standard operational procedure for their entire culture.
And that's because they have never really experienced any type of freedom. They have always lived either under oligarchies, serfdom, or dictatorship.
They've never had pushback from their own citizens, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Like, for example, if they tried to do the Soviet Union garbage here in America, like the 1918 or 17 push to bring in the weapons made in America and to support the Bolsheviks.
Yeah.
The American citizens would rise up and we'd kill them all. Their little revolution wouldn't last a couple of days, let alone weeks or months. And same with this government. That's why we hear former affiliates of Donald Trump and Roger Stone made the statement, if they impeach Trump and they try to seize our guns, they'll have the most violent revolution they ever could imagine on their hands, and they will not succeed. People need to realize the Russian Revolution would never occur in America, would it?
No.
Period.
Not at all. However, there are attempts being planned right now to basically make such an attempt. And, of course, what they want to do is...
they believe their own fantasies. These people are fantasizing. And I've said before, and I'm not going to release it now, but when the time comes, if it gets to the point where it gets really nasty, I'll release technology a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. And we're not going to take captives. It's going to get real nasty.
Yes, sir.
And again, once the courts, once their ballot box is gone, and once the court witness box is gone, the only thing left is the cartridge box and advanced, much more dangerous than gun weapons. And these weapons don't necessarily need to kill, but they can paralyze or stop you from doing anything. And the fact is, people don't understand that we're not going to put up with tyranny from either our own government or foreign power or international banks. We're just not going to do it.
Yeah.
Now, Europeans will succumb because their culture allows them to. In Europe, and Russians and Chinese have had tyranny for centuries or millennia, like the Chinese. That's why I call it the chopsticks culture. It's not going to happen to America, which is why the platform for the Mark of the Beast system, the Matrix, we talked in the last hour with Kelby Smith of his advocates, is going to come from America, because the devil knew unless he captured the United America, the strongest nation on earth, with the strongest Christian ethic, and even the Constitution based on God,
yep,
he couldn't run the world. So that's why he has to set up his platform of evil from America to take over the world, because without America on side, he couldn't do it.
No. And, of course, there are those who accurately point out that we're living under the War Powers Act of the early 1930s.
That's true. But
basically, the American mindset is based on the Constitution, whether it is fully enforced or not.
Exactly. In other words, you can chip away the Constitution of the Capitol buildings. You can play Masonic ceremonies to try to take away our rights and put us under martial law, but you can't chip away the Constitution from our hearts or the fact where our rights were given to us by God and not by U.S. or any other government. That's the problem that they have. And the global Luciferic Satanists with their ceremonies can go to hell. They're not going to succeed in this, are they? And when it becomes more and more evident, the average person who's a knucklehead who thinks we're conspiracy theorists are going to realize that John W. Spring, and that includes his president, was being abused by the people around him and giving terrible advice to do stupid things or inaction. And he should be playing hardball with Mr. Putin and his oligarchs and with the PLA that now completely evade the idea of trying to actually put any sanctions. Since Helsinki, In fact, Trump's own words have stated, and I saw this on the Ames the Earhart interview, he's realized that China is not putting any sanctions at all on North Korea now since the Helsinki summit. He figures that's it. So the Chinese have basically made a telephone call to Mr. Kim and say, you don't need to cooperate at all. We're got you back, right?
And Moscow's doing the same with Vladimir Putin, sending his communiques to Kim.
Right.
Basically, they're both saying, don't really pay any attention to President Trump. We're going to back you up. You are our proxy, basically, and you'll be targeted and destroyed, so they think. But what they don't realize is that President Trump is eventually going to wake up, and he's going to have the same mentality that JFK had.
After our videos and after we put him over on his Real Donald Trump Twitter site, he's awake. He's not joking anymore.
He's not.
Trump is waking up, and we're going to put more. I want to do some more simulcast videos this weekend and get him up over Labor Day onto his website, because he's waking up, and now it's getting more evidence.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Checklist advice for the president. Number one, don't try to delay these operations for the 2018 election. They immediately slap Putin and the oligarchs with sanctions, and sanctions that are directly tied to the fact that their behavior is bad, and that we're monitoring them. Not only cyber attacks against our infrastructure, our power grid, our air traffic controllers and our water treatment facilities, but also the fact that they're trying to interfere with the elections again. And it's kind of a lame way they're trying to do it with social media. But, you know, the fact that we have an incompetent, we call voting system that's got like 7,000 different variations across the different counties makes it harder for the Russians to do something. What they want to do mainly is polarize America, which they did during the last elections.
Yes.
They're more interested in polarization than actually coming and getting a specific outcome. Because they just want to fractionate America, because they want America to break up. They want civil war in America, which is why they push through the media. And you have to wonder, the media are falling into the Russian hands by trying to polarize it to the point where there's no dialogue anymore. But whether you want to control the borders and ICE or national health care or anything, there's no discussions anymore on a kind of a rational level, as if we've lost our brains completely. And being Americans, you know, we're not a banana republic. We don't want to act like one. What I see Trump doing, he's falling to the hands of the globalists, thinking, on the one hand, the Russians didn't do the poisoning of this spy, but they do a lot more serious stuff that's really dangerous. Giving long-range targeting systems and solid-fuel rocket engines to North Korea is a much bigger offense than trying to hack into our elections, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they did a pretty poor job of doing it through social media. I mean, they're spending a few $100,000 on social media. And if anything, just kind of trying to polarize it so people would be more hateful in the other groups on the other side because they're either Democrats or Republicans, or they support Hillary or they don't. So what I would like to see is I'd like to see, number one, Trump get really hard with Russia, but draw it out and say, look, the reason why we're doing this is because you're supplying rocket engines. We want a monitoring group that's monitoring Rosatom so they can't sell any more engines and technology to North Korea.
Number two, the same thing with banks. We want a monitoring banking system set up for immediate digital monitoring of every transfer of funds or transactions that violate the United Nations treaty that we set up, the actual agreement that we set up to actually block North Korea. That is being violated like crazy by both Russia and China now. And even Trump's mentioning that. So let's take something and put it into operation immediately. Secondly, why don't we have an on-the-ground missile and nuclear monitoring system, not only there, but also why don't we set up a special task force to go into Venezuela and make sure the Russians are not doing what I've been telling for months now, which is Russian submarines tunnel into the Orinoco River, Chinese nuclear submarines literally anchored right on the coast, and Chinese entire divisions down there getting ready, because people don't realize we're about to be attacked from the south. The Russians and Chinese are doing collaborations now. In fact, they're involved, I think, this week with a combined war games for Third World War. Right now, Russia and China, for the first time in history, are collaborating on a counter-America, counter-European, and Canadian, etc., nuclear attack against the West. This is actually going on right now as we talk, isn't it?
Yes, and you haven't heard anything about the North Korean fleet, the naval fleet. It's very small, but I'm sure that they're involved in these exercises as well.
Well, I'm sure they are, and the other thing is that the North Koreans actually have solid fuel rockets they can launch from their submarines, so they can park 300 miles off the coast, a lot of international waters, and shoot at our cities within 10-minute strike distance. So people need to start grasping. It doesn't have to come from Pyongyang, and you don't even have to have a missile. You can have a satellite they put up, and the satellite can have a 2 or 3 kiloton EMP weapon in the satellite, and it crosses U.S. airspace twice a day. People don't get this, do they?
No, and the people don't understand. We do not have any effective missile defense system in operation, and we probably won't for at least another decade. That's assuming that...
Well, we could have it in 2 years if they put my laser-nated interferometry system. It basically would take small plasma rockets. They wouldn't have a large payload. They have a plasma engine. They'd be fired off by a Gerald Bull super cannon, which is a linear accelerator cannon. They would contain a number of these little balls in it that would contain, we call, laser nets. They would literally target specific missiles or the main rocket itself, wrap around it and blow it to little bits in 80,000 feet to 100,000 feet up, and it would never come down and strike American soil. This is a very version of what's called the Brilliant Pebbles idea they get back 35 years ago. Which I don't think, even if they develop some degree of the technology, they never deploy. Just like they developed the Tesla plasma weapon systems, which they did do in the White Sands missile base in New Mexico, they actually didn't deploy it on both coasts or even with their allies, Japan. So people need to realize the first place that's going to get blasted to bits is Japan. Both China and North Korea have a hateful version. They realize their major adversary is not America in Asia, it's Japan. And Japan is very paranoid. They have a lot of nuclear weapons. Fukushima Daiichi was an example in reactor number 3 where they're making plutonium detonators. So people don't understand. The Japanese are extremely nervous. They're armed to the eyeballs with very good missiles. They don't have a good missile defense. In fact, they brought in what's called the Patriot system, which is stupid. They didn't even bring in the theater air defense, or THAAD, which is one at some levels better. But they need space-based anti-missile systems like the Brilliant Pebble system that can capture missiles before they go into what's called a space level, before they retarget and spread out their warheads. And we don't have that. And because our ally Japan is sitting there, they're a sitting duck. The first country to get blasted to bits will be Japan. It won't be even Vietnam or another country, because they're the only country that can really oppose China and North Korea and Russia on the Asian side is Japan. And they're armed to the eyeballs, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And they have been for quite some time.
And it's all a lie that they didn't get nuclear and all the stuff. Look, the one of the best rocket system delivery for satellites and so on is Japanese.
Yes.
They can snap a warhead on it. From my classified sources, they can snap a warhead on in less than a half an hour on these rockets they launch satellites up. So the Japanese are no slouches. And they know damn well from the response of the Chinese to Manchurian invasion back in the 1920s, there's a lot of hatred there with Japanese. I mean, the hatred is very deep, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But most Americans are not aware that they occupied all of Manchukuo, which we refer to as Manchuria, which is now China's northeast, just
right
north of Korea, next to Russia. And the And of course, there were a lot of terrible things done. And you know, Americans have sort of are sort of on a guilt trip because we were the first to use an atomic bomb. It's just like
yeah, but you know, my grandmother's brother fought over there in Japan. He got the Purple Heart for fighting. And the fact is, people don't understand that the actions and the behavior of the Japanese during World War II was so obscene. They didn't even take proper prisoners. They tortured the hell out of them and kill them.
Yeah.
And what they did was so obscene. I don't think there's any battle or any war in history where the Japanese acted more viciously toward their enemy than the Japanese.
Yes. And that's why the U.S. Marines took on the slogan, "We don't no longer take any prisoners."
Right.
Because of the fighting in the Pacific. And, you know, I used to feel so bad that the U.S. forces used flamethrowers and trying to flush out the Japanese soldiers that were resisting in these caves, until years later I saw footage before the surrender of Corregidor where the Japanese tanks had flamethrowers and were deploying those against American soldiers. I can tell you this with complete certainty. If Japan was able to deploy their atomic bomb before we did, we would have been toast.
Did you know that I heard from my sources that the Japanese were less than 10 months away from having a nuclear system to be able to deliver a nuclear warhead to America? They were not far behind. I mean, the reason why we collaborated, believe it or not, is because the rocket systems developed by the V-2 rocket systems and the centrifuge systems were actually developed by the Nazis. And when we won and took over, we took half their nuclear materials, which went into Little Boy, you know, brought by the Enola Gay to drop in the Japanese. Without the German nuclear materials and technology, we would not have had the nukes to drop in Japan. But they were close. They were real close.
Closer than even that, I believe.
Less than a year.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you're giving advice to the president, number one is realize that the best way to predict the future is to study the past.
Yeah.
If you look at all these things about giant Japanese submarines, if you look at the past of the hatred between China and Japan going back thousands of years, when you look at the hatred between Koreans and Chinese, when you look at the moves to weaponize islands off the South China Sea, when you look at the attitude that, and I was watching some of the pundits about whether China's negotiating in terms of these trade deals, they're saying no. You know, in fact, I saw one of the financial pundits on the show, and he's a bit of a comedian, and he was basically saying, you know, just say yes. Say yes to anything. Everything we negotiate, he said, in terms of financial negotiations for treaties or for intellectual property or anything else that we send all these people back and forth to China, they just say no to everything. And people need to understand their document, 2025, was put forward by Mr. Xi, who's the new emperor of China. They intend to take over the world in 6 years. They're not playing ball. They're not. And they're basically working with Russia to weaponize North Korea and probably Venezuela and other countries. And they eventually want to have us declare surrender to a new world empire of a combined Russo-Chinese nuclear and military force. Now, the Russians don't have a big conventional force, but the Chinese are getting ready. They got one of the largest armies on Earth. I think, what is the total size of their army? I think it's, what, 2.4 million or something?
Yeah, at least.
And by the way, one of the largest armies in the world besides them is North Korea. North Korea has a giant army. It's like over a million, isn't it?
Yes. It has a standing army of approximately 1 million.
Right. And what we have to understand is these aren't our buddies. Even if they're playing, acting as competitors financially, their actually intentions is to take over the world markets for electronics, artificial intelligence, and even consumer goods. And they don't want to have a level playing field where we can compete each other. It's my feeling that China is in a panic right now because they know a country that will collaborate with us and will kind of work out decent deals is India. And India's population in the next 5 years will cross that of China's. China's not going to be the largest country on Earth in 5 years. It's going to be India, isn't it?
Yes, but keep in mind India's a member of BRICS, just like China is in South
Africa. Yeah, but that BRICS can be broken down. The one thing about even Pakistanis and Indians, they're very pragmatic. They'll work out a deal if they can, just like even during Obama, they worked on a deal for a large number of nuclear reactors and for creating nuclear power in India. The Indians are much more pragmatic and much more doable than the Chinese. The Chinese are very rigid. They have a top-down control freak attitude, and the Indians are much more pragmatic because they had to work with the British over the centuries, right?
Yeah. And, of course, the one legacy they have, a good share of their population still speak English rather well.
Right, exactly, in their educational institutions, so they're educated into Western culture and ideas. When I talk to Microsoft engineers in India, it's like talking to somebody next door in the adjacent state. They don't have a strong accent. They speak intelligently. They act decently. Whatever their religion is, whether it's Hinduism, whatever, they don't have this totalitarian mindset of elite atheistic communism, which is why they're now starting to persecute Christians in China like crazy. The largest number of new Christians in the last 30 years are Chinese, and they're being persecuted in their own country. If you have one sheet of a Bible and you evangelize, you get tissue typed and put in a Laodai prison camp so they can take your organs out and ship them off by aircraft to Europe or somewhere else to get money. I mean, that's the Chinese Communist Party. It's really bad. 20,000 Laodai prison camps. And I've had contacts going back 30 years there to what's going on, and it's obscene. China is a horrifying place, isn't it?
Very, very diabolical. And, of course, a lot of small businesses that deal with China sometimes will make special demands, completely unaware that this may cause prisoners in those labor camps to be tortured if they are not able to keep up the schedule. And the biggest criminal, I would say, at this time is Apple.
Well, Apple Computer, but all of the Silicon Valley companies are all collaborating. The ones that are involved with the mind control, and even they even have helmets to monitor their brainwave patterns, and they're all Silicon Valley companies with AI and cyber monitoring and so on. These same companies are harassing us here, like Facebook and Twitter, and Apple are actually working in China to create a totalitarian state there. They're using it like a laboratory to control the force on Chinese citizens. So we have to understand that Trump needs to deal with that. The fact that our Silicon Valley companies are being used by the communist Chinese to create a totalitarian mind-controlled police state isn't acceptable. As I say, they're our brothers and sisters from another mother. Okay? And we have to start realizing we don't protect the rights of citizens no matter which country, whether it's Muslim or Chinese, then it's going to eventually come back and bite us, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think it already has to some extent, Dr. Deagle.
Yeah.
Look at the Afghan war that we're still involved with.
Well, that's on purpose. I mean, we made deals with the Taliban to make sure the drug trade is there, so they're grabbing more and more territory, and we don't interfere with them, so they're grabbing more and more cities and so on in Afghanistan. Just like David Prince said on an interview on Fox News, we're allowing that because, you know, and he doesn't say it, but it's good for business. The illegal drug trade is run by the deep state and what we call the maniacs in the Special Operations Division of the CIA. They call it Special Operations Division. It's not a division. It's a separate intel agency. It's not under control of the director of the CIA any more than it's under the control of the president.
Yeah. Yes, we have a lot of things to take care of in that proverbial...
Well, we have rogue agencies and rogue banks that are running the world. And they snarl at us when we talk about our elected officials like the president and congressmen. That's why people don't realize, to a great extent, even the 2018 elections in 2020 are a distraction from the New World Order moving forward to set up the Matrix. And unfortunately, this is part of the thing driving the militaristic maniacs in Russia and China, because they're not totally stupid. They understand there's elements within our own government that are more malevolent and dangerous than even China or Russia.
Yes. Yeah. So much so that unfortunately we keep losing instead of winning.
We lose on purpose. It's all the demonic realm to know to get Lucifer to take over every country on earth using America as a proxy, because they have to control the American population, because we're the only ones that could literally resist to the point where the New World Order couldn't happen. So the devil's using America as a platform to force this on the whole world. And the Russians and Chinese and the other people in other countries aren't stupid. They realize that we're the most dangerous country on earth, because we're not only the daughter of Babylon, we're also the daughter of Zion. And America's reality is very Babylonish. It's ready to literally consume the whole world with a financial matrix of banks, cybernetics. Even our Silicon Valley companies are literally enslaving people in countries around the world. And this world ID we talked about the other day with Mark Lerner and the Constitutional Alliance, this is the mark of the beast. It's a nascent form of the damn thing. And people don't get it yet, do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah, and they don't understand that this is historical fact, that you have to take a righteous nation and turn it really evil. It's like taking a really beautiful daughter and turning her into a whore. America is becoming the whore of Babylon, aren't we?
Unfortunately, it has for quite some time now.
Right, and it has a dual personality. It can be redeemed. It can be taken out of the whorehouse. It can actually repent. And a lot of, unfortunately, Christians are just supporting Donald Trump because they think, well, he's supporting evangelicals, like he had a big meeting yesterday. That's good, Donald Trump, but when you make a treaty with Mexico, are you going to force GMO food down their throat? Are you going to force banking rules that allow them to invade your banking structures so you can have the bubble banks take over everything? This is what's really going on behind the scenes. People don't get, do they?
No.
No. No. They miss it. And that's why, by the way, Mr. Trump, you're either going to talk to us now or at the judgment seat, but you're going to talk. You may not like it. You may get, oh, is this Dr. Daigle? Who is this John W. Spring? We're believers. We're sons of the Most High God, and we are speakers of truth.
Yes.
If you listen to us, you'll thrive and survive and be considered the greatest Christian president in American history. You'll go from Trump Pinocchio to a real live Christian president. How's that?
Yes.
You'll no longer be wooden.
And by the way, Dr. Daigle, I hope that the president realizes that the most important thing that should be addressed this week is the 35th anniversary of Korean Airlines Flight 007.
Right. It unveils the truth behind the behavior of Russia and China and the danger of pretending that this has gone away or that this philosophy is not part of their modus. The fact that they're spreading nuclear weapons to Venezuela is a guarantee. In fact, I would put money on it, and I'm not a betting person, that a lot of the nuclear material and technologies has already transferred to Venezuela to Maduro.
I'm afraid that's the case.
Yeah, I'd put money on it, just like we had this jailed former Venezuelan or Argentinian who worked at the Alamogordo plant for making nuclear weapons and technology in New Mexico, who offered to build bombs and was actually caught by an FBI agent informant. So guess what? Mr. Trump, listen up. You need to squeeze these guys, these Russian and Chinese testicles, and their banks really hard. You need to stop them from proliferating nuclear weapons. You need to stop paying Mr. Nice President that you're going to give a nice chocolate cake to Mr. Xi at your Florida White House. Guess what? It's time to have them pay up. Stop it. Stop hacking into our power grid and our elections. Stop planning a nuclear attack from the South. Stop it or else.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.